Amen. We're in, I believe, the 16th verse of Galatians, the first chapter, verse number 16. I stay ahead, and so I don't really always know where we are. I get chasing rabbits and trying to stay ahead of the class. I have to study up right up to the last minute so I'll remember what I'm supposed to say when I get up here. Verse number 16. Can you read that, Randall? Apocalypse. Ton. Huion. Auton. En. Emoe. Hina. Yongalizomai. Auton. En. Tois. Ethnesen. Euthios. Who? Pros ane theimein. Sarki. Kai. Haimate. Now that's rain. That's the hardest I've heard it rain here for a long time. Did you put Star's blanket on? No. You'll have a wet horse when you get home. Apocalypse. That means to take off the cover. Apo and calypse. Calypto. First aorist, infinitive active. To reveal, to uncover. Ton huion, accusative singular masculine. Definite article and accusative singular masculine noun. Autu, a third person singular. Genitive singular masculine. To uncover the son of him. All right. Enemoi, in me. To uncover the son of him in me. Hina, in order that, the little conjunction. I should evangelize, I should preach, I should good news. First person singular, present present subjunctive middle. Look at that. Either we do or we do not serve the Lord. Subjunctive mode, that's the mode that shows forth volition in man. Volition. Middle voice does the same thing. Paul, God called Paul to preach. I have seen men that I know that God called to preach that wouldn't preach. And they were pretty miserable. That was the time in my life that I quit preaching. I never quit. Well, I don't know what I say. I quit preaching in church. Let's put it that way. I was a missionary among the Indians and still witnessing and everything all the time. But there is a fire in you that you have to do it. There's a fire, but you do have a will. There's a fire. God builds a fire under you, but still, you have to put yourself in the right place to do it. I thank God that I've been in this church for the last 14 years, preaching my heart out. Never had, very little obstacles as far as the church goes and everything. Excuse me. I have hay fever. Real good. What?
Except for an occasional staff member.
Yeah, occasional somebody stabbing me in the back. I mean, that has never stopped. The devil's always going to send somebody to harass you sometime or another. If you're doing God's will, you can be sure you're going to have obstacles someplace, which I've always had. That way I know that the Lord's wanting to do something with me because I have these obstacles. Wherever I go, I have obstacles. But looky here, we've got a heater tonight. If we want to have a heater on, we've got it. We've got lights. We've got chairs to set in. We've got tables to set at. And Maryland's food to eat. And something to drink, even. Well, we're making progress, see. We're preaching God's Word. It just begins here. This is a production room. Tonight, boy, it's a scarce production room. Not very many here today. Lost one of our star students that I didn't even know about. That's hard. We should preach Him, preaching Christ. Preaching Christ. 2 Corinthians 13:13, Galatians 1:24, Philippians 1:30, 1 Timothy 1:16, and 1 Corinthians 14:11, all cross-reference to this one little verse right here. That I should preach Him. Who is He trying to preach there? Christ. Preaching Christ. You preach Christ and you're going to have obstacles in the world, I can guarantee you. Paul had them, didn't he? Well, I'm no different than Paul. I will have obstacles. In tois ethnesin. In the nations, in the heathen nations. Remember what the word for Hebrew for the nations is? Gentiles, dogs. The Gentiles. It's a goy. All right, goy. Go eat. Go eat. Yeah. Yes.
What's the verse?
1:16.
Okay. Thank you.
That's it right there. That's the heathens. The nations. We got our word ethnic background from this Greek word here. The ethnason. Ethnic. The word ethnic comes from that word. All right. Brother Brady was sitting right there. He'd be shaking his head. The dogs. And Acts the 7th chapter, when those Jewish dogs went after Stephen there and bit him like dogs, literally. Acts the 7th chapter. The ethnics, the nations, the heathens. Immediately, not. I conferred face to face in the flesh and blood. All right. What do you have there? I forgot to bring my Amplified Bible. Do you have your Amplified Bible? You don't have your Amplified Bible? What does New American Standard? Or you have Amplified Bible right there. Okay. Let's see what the Amplified Bible says here. It always is a good... The Apostle Paul, unlike Calvin, didn't try to reform the Sanhedrin court. He gave up on it. He tried to preach to them. And those people in Judaism had got into the churches and they were trying to turn Christians back into Jews, Judaizers. Okay, you found it there yet, brother?
Yeah, I got it.
Got it. All right.
To reveal, unveil, disclose His Son within me so that I might proclaim Him among the Gentiles, the non-Jewish world, as the glad tidings gospel. Immediately, I did not confer with flesh and blood, did not consult or counsel with any frail human being or communicate with anyone.
All right. And then number 17, he's going to start that. He starts out with a little old adverb here, ude. Say ude.
Ude.
All right. Anelthon.
Anelthon.
Ace. Erushalema. Uh-huh. And then pros, tus, pro, emu, apostolus, ala, apelthon, ace, arabian, Ty, thank you, Paulin. I know this one's a hard one here. He peters. Hepestrepsa. Ace. The Moscone. All right. Now, some of these words in here, you know them. As you read them, you know what they were in our language. Neither I went up to Jerusalem. All right. Jerusalem. All right. So that's Jerusalem. All right. It means the city of peace. In Hebrew, City of Peace, Jerusalem. By the way, Jerusalem has never been the City of Peace, has it? Never has been. One of these days it is. It's going to be the center of the peace in the world. Neither I went up to Jerusalem. Now, what in the world was what's up there in Jerusalem? That's all the Jews where he was, wasn't it? Pros tus pro emo apostolos. Toward the apostles. All right? Toward the apostles. But I went a apelthon. All right, now look at this word here, a apelthon and apelthon. First person singular, secondary, it's indicative, active. All right? That comes from ana erkamai. It's a apelthon again, used the second time, first person singular. Secondary, indicative, active. By the way, it can be third person plural also, but it's not. We know in syntax it's first person singular. Eis arabion. Arabion. Say that, arabion. Where do you think that is?
Arabia.
All right. And here's what it looks like in Hebrew. All right. That's what it looks like in Hebrew. Just like that. Arab. Now, what do you think? What word do you think we get from this Arab? Arab. Arab. All right, the Arabians, the Arabs, okay? That's the word it comes from. Harabah. Ha-arabah. Now, what do you think the word Arabia or Arabah means? Ha-arabah. Dakota, you got any idea on this one?
What Arabia means?
Uh-huh, what does it mean? Arabia. How about the sands of the Arabian desert? Out there, the Sahara and all that, the desert, the sands. What's out there? Remember when that movie Hill Doggo, you remember that, Dakota? What was out there for them to eat? If they smiled, they got sand between their teeth, didn't they? An occasional locust plague. Not this way. It means wilderness is what it means. It means wilderness. It means the plain. It means absolute destitute of life, basically. Something that won't support life. When you realize that Jesus was taken out into the wilderness, he was out there, something that wouldn't even support nothing but a few lizards and snakes. Wilderness, Arabia, Arabian, Arabah. Okay, and Pauline, and again, a little adverb, page 300. I turned around, hepestrepsa, first person singular, first aorist indicative, active. I turned around, then an about face, ace demoscone. All right, ace. What's the Hebrew equivalent of ace? You remember? Here's ace in Greek, page 119. That's where you look that up. All right. Page 119 in the analytical Greek lexicon there. All right. And then what's the Greek equivalent or Hebrew equivalent? Et. There we are right there. Et. Page 84 on that one. All right. In Brown, Driver, and Briggs, that is. So we have ace. We got an idea of action. The idea of action. Now, what is the grammatical rule for the preposition, Greek preposition ace, that you find on page 119? What is the grammatical rule? Extension or limitation of thought or verbal action. I remember when Ken Blinn went back to that seminary and he started quoting these grammatical rules. They said, what? They didn't know what he's talking about. In Greek. Neither I went up to Jerusalem. Toward the ones before the me apostles, but I went to Arabia, and again turned unto Damascon. Genesis 14 and 15 is one of the first places we see Damascon there. Damascon. Damask.
Genesis 14:15?
Uh-huh. Genesis 14:15 is where we see this word Damascus, basically, the first time in the Bible. It's at the Reg. It's a very ancient city. I've been into the city of Damascus. I don't think you can even go there anymore. Damascus.
I've been to Damascus. I stayed a week in Damascus.
Did you say you can't go there anymore?
I don't think you can go there anymore because it's in the war.
They'd like to kill us. That's what it looks like in Hebrew, okay?
Damascus. Damascus.
That's what it looks like
in Hebrew. Now, Damascus was founded by Uz, son of Aram and grandson of Shem. Okay, so this is an old, old city. That's one of the oldest cities in the world. I've been all over that city, walked almost every foot of the city of Damascus. In Syria, all right? In Syria. Now, when he first got saved, Paul steered clear of Jerusalem. Okay? Because they knew him up there, didn't they? They knew what kind of a rascal he was. Why, if he'd have walked into a church in Jerusalem, or one of the churches in Jerusalem, why, they'd have busted down the walls, getting out of there. Because this was a killer of men, a killer, a destroyer of churches. Epeta, 118. Can you say Epeta? What's the next one? All right, good. Trio? That's easy. Ete. Marilyn, you get an A+ for tonight. All right. Nelthone. That's an easy one now. This next one, what's that? Ace. Erusalima. Istorese. Istorese, Kephon, Kai, Epe, Mena, Pros, Alton, Himeros, Decapente. What do you think Decapente means? Deca is how much? How much is a decade?
Ten.
A decade is ten. We got our word decade right out of this Greek word. Decapente. Okay, deca 10, 5, 15. All right, that's what we have. Decapente. All right, pente. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, isn't it? Okay, well, here we have pente. Pentecost. 50. Pentecost. Decapente. Let's go back and look at this word now. Look at these words, that is. Then, we have this word then, epeta, all right? Little old adverb there. Then, after, meta, after, tria. What do you think that word means, tria? That comes right, our Spanish word, trace, comes right out of that, doesn't it? All right, tria. Tri ete. What is the word for ete in English? Ete. Years. What's it in? What is it in Hebrew? This is a girl's name in Hebrew. They use this for a girl's name. Huh? Years? Shana. 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 You know anybody named Sean? Anybody know anybody named Sean? Shana. Shana. All right. Shana. There we have it. In Hebrew. All right. Shana, or ete. 3 years I went up to Jerusalem. Then after 3 years, where was Paul after? What was he doing out there in the desert for 3 years in Arabia in the wilderness?
He was wandering.
He was getting his education. Because Jesus Christ was teaching him face to face. For 3 years out there. 3 years Jesus taught him. So when he came back in among civilization then, do you think that he had his act together? He sure didn't have anything out there in the wilderness to distract him except what the Lord wanted him to do. I'll never forget. One of the greatest times of my life was when I was going to that little old California Missionary Baptist Seminary down there in Southern California. Every day I was in the classroom with God's people, hearing or teaching God's word, and the last thing we'd go to was chapel that day, and we'd have a real good sermon by somebody, one of the teachers, or sometimes they'd have a student preach, all fired up. Boy, those students, boy, they'd get up there and literally beller. They wanted to let her fly, see? They wanted to show somebody what they'd been doing, how much they got underneath their belt. Boy, that was a good time. I can imagine, I loved that. 12 years of my life doing that. I just loved it. I didn't do it enough. I never got enough of it. I'll never forget it in my life. The Apostle Paul was taught by Jesus Christ. Now, I was around a bunch of godly people down there, godly teachers that will have indelibly changed my life. Can you imagine being out there in the desert with Jesus for 3 years? Now, the church was only with him 3.5 years. Paul was with him 3 years out there in the desert. Arabia, Ha'araba.
Did they have any oasis?
I don't know. I don't think he needed one. Jesus could turn stones into bread and produce water. Remember, he's the living rock. He's the. Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't need anything out. They didn't need oasis. Jesus could have created one. I went up to Jerusalem to visit Cephas, Kephon. What kind of a word is that Kephon there? What does it mean, by the way? Anybody know? That little ace up there, that's a Greek preposition again, showing a sign of where the action's going. Kephon. What in the world? What was Peter's name? What was his name? First of all, it was Peter. Petros. Think about that. Petros. Okay. Petros. Now, Petros means a small stone. A small stone. And his name was also Simon or Simeon. King James had a real problem for some reason. I don't want. They had, you know what? How about they had 52 priests that were. Translating that thing, and they didn't get our act all together. If you had 52 of them or whatever it was, I think it was 52 or 47, I can't remember now. But they had trouble with names. In the Old Testament, they called Elijah, and they called him Elias. In the New Testament, he's Elias, and they got him mixed up in the New Testament. They called him Elias and whatever, Isaiah and Isaiah. And then we have Jude. And we have Judah, and we have Judas, all the same name. And then we have the Messiah, the HaMashiach, the Messiah of the Old Testament. And in the New Testament, what was he called? Yahshua. But they got him down as Jesus. All right, they got a lot of the names mixed up. Okay, Simeon was his name. And what does Simeon mean? One who hears.
One who hears.
Simeon means one who hears. All right. One who hears. And then we have Petros, the Greek word, that's for Peter, a little stone. And then we have the Aramaic word, which is Cephas. And they're bringing the Aramaic word right into Greek here, Cephas. Okay? Cephas. All right. It means the small stone still. Simeon means one who hears, and Cephas means stone, and Petros means stone. To visit Historese, first aorist infinitive active. He's going to stay there for a while, wasn't he? Historio. He's going to visit Cephas. And remained, epimene, it means upon remain, from epimeno, first person singular, first aorist indicative active. Pros aton toward him. He stayed with Peter for a while. Days? 15. 15 days when he stayed with Peter. That's a little bit, just a little bit over 2 weeks. One day over 2 weeks. He stayed with Peter. Decapente. All right. Verse number 19. We're clipping right along here. We're going to be probably finished with this chapter tonight, maybe, if we keep on going we are. How many verses we got in this chapter? 24. Got a few more. Heteron. Day. Apostolon. Marilyn, you're doing real good reading Greek. Uk. Adon. Ame. Yikabon. Tone. Adelphon. Kiryu. Okay, Kiryu. All right. Other are different. Other, moreover, of the apostles, not I saw. Of the apostles, the one sent out with authority. That's what the word apostle means. Okay, comes from apo and stelo, okay? Uk, adverb of negation, page 294. Adon, first person singular, second aorist indicative active. Ame, except, a little idiom in Greek. Jacobon, Jacobon, that's Jacob. That's Jacob. Now, in the New Testament, instead of chanting it Jacob, which it is Jacob, it's James. All right, James. All right, James. All right. Jacob. Jacob. The brother, the Lord's brother's name was Jacob. All right? His name was Jacob. They called him James, the Lord's brother, but his name was actually Jacob. Okay? They got that one mixed up just a little bit, too. All right, Jacob. What does Jacob mean? Trickster. One who grabs by the heel. Esau and Jacob were born. There's Rebecca. She has these two kids, and the first one that pops out is Esau. And they called him Red because he was red and hairy all over, Esau. Okay, red and hairy all over. He had a lot of hair on him. That boy was a hairy. All right? Called him Hairy. Red and hairy. He pops out, and then what happens? Jacob comes out of his mother's womb, and she reaches out and grabs Esau by the heel, by the foot, and pulls him back. And when they were in their mother's womb, what did they do? While they were in their mother's womb, what was going on? They was wrestling in the mother's womb. Here was twins wrestling in Rebecca's womb, and she said, Lord, Jehovah, what in the world's going on? And he said, in your womb are two nations. The older shall be the lesser. The oldest one shall be the servant of the lesser, of the younger. Marilyn, you had a twin, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. That twin never quit reminding you that she was the older, even though she was smaller than you, wasn't she?
That's right.
Yeah, she never quit reminding you that she was the eldest. All right. Well, I am sure that Esau never quit reminding Jacob that he was the elder. But it didn't do him any good because he didn't think much of his birthright and he sold it out. James the Adelphone. Now, we need to take this literally. Sometimes brother is used in a spiritual sense here, but this is not the spiritual sense. What does Adelphon mean? What does it literally mean?
From the same womb.
From the same womb. Jacob and Jesus were from the same womb of the same woman. It's literally, this is his brother from the same womb of the Lord. All right, the brother of the Lord. Okay, the brother of the... And what is the word for Kyrios in... What is one of the translations for Kyrios in Hebrew?
Adonai
means Lord of Lords and King of Kings. But they substitute the name Adonai for the word what? Jehovah. Adonai is for the word Jehovah. That word right there. So this is who we're talking about, the brother of Jehovah. The brother of Adonai, the brother of our Lord. Now in modern Greek, Kyrios means Mister or Sir, a high term, Sir. Okay. Next word, next verse, number 20. Clipping along here at a high speed rate tonight. Anybody read that first word? Ha.
Ha.
Grapho. That's the word. Graphic comes from that word. Graph. Graphic. And then, what's the next one?
Himen.
Idu. Enopion. Theou. See, you didn't need me here to even read this. Enopion to theou. Hote. U. Pseudomai. 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 In Latin, it's falsum. 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 Does that sound familiar? Falsum? When you tell a false truth, what are you doing? You're lying. What things, moreover, I write to ye, behold, in the presence of the God, that not I lie. Okay? I'm writing to you, and I'm swearing in the presence of God, that not I lie. I don't tell a falsehood. I write to you, behold, second person singular, second aorist imperative middle voice, behold, in the presence of the God, that not I lie. First person singular, present indicative middle. See, that middle voice means what? Volition. Subjunctive voice and middle voice means subject, volition. To tell a lie, homophalux. In you know what the word for liar is in Hebrew? Huh? Anybody read that word? Huh? Kazab. 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 That's a liar. Paul said, not a liar I am. I am not a liar. No liar. No liar. No kasab. No liar. 121. Do you like this little bit of Hebrew and Latin thrown at you too? Kind of ties it all together just a little bit. Next word here. Let's look at this one here. Epi and eta. It turns into epeta, doesn't it? Epeta. And elphone. Come on, girls and boys. Uh-huh. Elphone, and then the next words. Ace. Ta. Klimata. Tais. Sirios. Kilikias, Kilikias. All right, it looks almost like that in English, Kilikias, except we call it Cilicia. Then, afterwards, in the next place, that's what that epieta means, the little adverb, page 151, if you look it up. Aelthon, I went out. I went out unto ta klimata, the regions of, the districts of, into the klimata. And by the way, I went first person singular, second aorist, indicative, active, from erkamai. Tais sirios. What word do you think in English comes from that word sirios? Huh? Sirios. Sirios. Okay. What word do you think in English? Sirios. Look at that. Sirios. Look at this word. Syria. Okay. All right. And that's the word in Hebrew, Aram. Aram. What in the world does all this mean? The high land. The high land. What was that old story? You take the high road, you take the low road, and I take the high road, and I'll get this Scotland before you, or something like that? Yeah, well, this is the high road. This is the highland right here. Highland, Syria. And of the Cilicia. Cilicia is bordered by Cappadocia and Lyconia and the Mediterranean. Okay? So there's where he is. out there in Syria. And by the way, is Damascus in Syria? When I was over there in Damascus wandering around over there, I wandered down one street and looked over there across the street, and there's three people hanging there by the neck dead, hung up over this archway that goes into this big courtyard. They had them hung up by the neck, and they were sitting there rotting, hung up. Boy, some weird, these are vicious people over there in Syria, I'm telling you. They always have been.
They were
hung up there dead. They'd been dead for days. You know, this was in December, so it was. I was in there in December and January. So, but I mean, these were dead people hung up there. They were all black and blue and hung out.
Oh, my goodness.
Like mummies. 1:22. Amen.
Day.
Thank you. Agnumenos.
Toe.
Prosopol. Tase. Lysias. Eudeas. Tase. In Christo. All right. All right. And I kept on being. That's the first person singular, imperfect indicative active. That one comes from the little old Greek word right here, aiming. This little word, aiming. I kept on being. Imperfect tense. First person singular, imperfect indicative. I kept on being unknown. Agnumenos, this word ignorant, you know. They were ignorant of who I was. I kept on being unknown. Nominee singular masculine present participle passive. I kept on being unknown by the face of the churches. All right? Nobody in the churches knew who I was yet. Okay? They didn't know who I was. Ekklesios. What does the word ekklesia mean?
One's called out.
These are the assemblies. This is the people. This is not a church building. They didn't have church buildings back then. They met in people's homes. Sometimes they met in synagogues. Sometimes they met out underneath an oak tree or olive tree or whatever. That's what the assemblies were. Remember, assemblies are assemblies of people, churches. The church here is not the building. The church is the people. Assemblies. Face-to-face to the assembly. Deity plural feminine, by the way. Tais Eudeos. Of the Judea. Nobody knew what he looked like in Judea. All right, Judea. What does the word Judea come from? From Judah, of the tribe of Judah. Remember I told you a while ago that the King James translators, they got kind of mixed up with words. One of them didn't get in contact with the other one. Judah, or Judea, was the place where Judah was. Okay, the tribe of Judah, which was a kingly tribe. Jesus was a lion of the tribe of Judah. Okay, Judah and Judas and Jude are all the same word. They should have been all Judah. Okay, Judea. All right, means praise of God, by the way. Yehuda. Something like that in Hebrew. Judah. Judah means the praise of the Lord. Praise the Lord. In Judea, the ones in Christo, the ones in Christ, those were these saved people, these assemblies that were in Christ in Judea. They hadn't yet learned and seen Paul's face yet. Next verse. It's got accusative singular ending on it, but that's not what it is. It's an adverb, page 272. Monon. De. Akuntes. Eison. The Ocone. You're doing real good. Marilyn, you get an A-plus tonight. You just really, I mean, I remember I told you in 3 years you'd be able to read Greek. You've never studied Greek at home, have you?
No.
Never. Just what you've been exposed to in the classes. All right, next one. What's that next word? Himas. Pote. Nina. Yongalizete. Tain. Piston. Haina. Pote. Eporte. Okay, let's go back and look at these words now. All right. You're doing real good. Monon. Only, but only hearing. They only heard of him. Nominee plural masculine present participle active. They only heard of him, and they kept on being, because the one running down us then, now, evangelizes the faith, which then he kept on destroying. Let's read that in, have you still got your little deal open? No. You're not there with the Amplified Bible. Oh, yeah, are you there?
Verse 23.
That's a handy little machine you got there.
They were only hearing it said, he who used to persecute us is now proclaiming the very faith he once reviled and which he set out to ruin and tried with all his might to destroy.
All right. Thank you. But the one hearing, they were because the one running down. Look at that word, diokone, running down. Present participle active nominee singular masculine. Running down us. Then, but now, evangelizes. Third person singular, present indicative middle. Boy, see that? There's volition there. The faith. This is the faith once and for all delivered to the saints, what he's talking about. Which then, he kept on trying to tear apart. Tear up by the roots to destroy. All right? That one come portheo. He kept on trying. Third person singular and perfect indicative action. All right. 124. We've got this chapter just about whipped. Yeah. Can you read that, Randall?
Hi.
Good.
It does.
Edoxazon.
Edoxazon.
Yeah. All right. And they kept on glorifying in me the God. All right. God kept on being glorified in me. Because now he had turned around and he was serving the Lord. He was no longer destroying churches. He was no longer a hunter of Christians. He became a builder of Christian churches. God turned that rascal around, didn't he? Got one person I pray for all the time. All the time. I ask God's protection for them and each day, and I also ask God to convict them of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come, that they may be saved. Haven't seen the person for years, but I pray for them every day. At Peta, 2 and verse 1. Dia. Dekatesaron. Eton. Paulin. Anabane. Ace. Erusalema. Meta. Barnaba. Sin para Labon. Kai. Titon. All right. All right. Let's look at this now. We'll finish right here and we'll give up tonight. We'll start on verse number 2 next week. Paul was accepted by the other apostles, verses 1 through 11. He was accepted by the other apostles. Apeta, then, little adverb again. Then dia, preposition. of 14 years, again, I went up to Jerusalem. After 14 years, he went back up to Jerusalem with Barnabas. All right, with Barnabas, receiving me, nominee singular masculine, second aorist, participle active, receiving me, having received me, is what it literally says. Then I went up 14 years later again, and I went up to Jerusalem, Eres Salama, and with Barnabas, receiving me, having received me, also Titus. That should, having received me. Having received me is what it should be. Having received with me, Titus. Also, that little old cumulative particle there, also, chi. Page 208, tychon. So now Paul is going to go up to Jerusalem. After 14 years, he's going to go up to Jerusalem, and he has taken with him, having received him, as Barnabas and Titus. Barnabas and Titus. All right, 2 and 2 is where we're going to start next week. What is the day today, Dakota? Date. What's the date? You know, Randall?
24.
24. 2/24. What's this year anyway? 2010. Boy, that seems a long, far-fetched time. I remember when I was young, I was wondering if I was ever going to see the year 2000. Now I'm already into the next decade of 2000. Boy, don't know how much longer. No, Lord's going to leave us here. But we're here still for the time being. You have any questions? No questions? Let's have a prayer. Go out and do something eternal this week. Brother Brady, Brother Charles Brady, is in the eternal glory now. I missed him last week. I didn't know he had died. That right there. Now, he did something eternal and he took it with him, didn't he? The last time he was in the class, he was doing something eternal here. Praising God. So sudden. We never know whether we got another day or another week or another year or whatever. We don't know how long we have. We can be cut out of this life just instantly like he was. But whatever time we got here, we ought to be doing something for the Lord instead of just doing whatever we want to for ourselves. Really, we don't really matter a whole lot. What we do here for ourselves, it doesn't really matter too much. Whatever we build up doesn't really make a whole lot of difference. Because when you leave this world, it's only a few decades that they don't even remember you at the most. Father, thank you for your word tonight. I pray that it goes out through all the world. It just begins here. And thank you for Brother Brady, what he meant to me here in this class. I know he's with you now, and I pray that you watch over his family and comfort them with this sudden and terrific loss. Be with Brother Morley tonight as I pray that he's recovering from heart surgery today. I pray for his family and I pray for him that he still can be a great soldier for you still a few more years. I know when he's here, he'll be doing something for you. Thank you for the students that I have all over the world. 7,700 hours last month of downloads that went out. I pray that you continue to build our websites up that people will have a hunger for your word. Be with the students that I have out there in computer land and in radio land too. Bless them with your word. Help me to have the strength to get up and teach you still. Teach for you. Teach about you. Forgive us where we fail you and help us to go out and be the kind of Christian people you want us to be this next week and even tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.